This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure, supported by the Natural Environment Research Council, the science of the natural world.
Hello, Marina Ventura here, continuing my ocean adventure. And today I'm at the bottom of the world on the Antarctic Peninsula, a chilly place, but one that tells us a lot about oceans and our climate. As you know, if you've ever made a snowman, when the weather gets warmer, ice and snow melt back into water. And the extra water from melted ice can make sea levels rise. So if we're worried about sea levels, we need to keep an eye on icy places like this. Helps to wear some warm clothing whilst you're doing it. Just like your snowman, things rarely stay the same in nature. Tiny creatures called bryozoans live around the Antarctic coastlines and have been found in places a long way away from each other. This tells us that once, the ice that separates them now wasn't there. And more chilling than that, over a number of years, an ice shelf half the size of Scotland has been collapsing. It used to be joined to the mainland by a thin bridge of ice, but in 2009, the worst happened. The bridge broke! This was worrying to scientists because once ice shelves collapse, there's nothing to stop glaciers sliding into the ocean and melting, and that makes sea levels rise. Sometimes, seawater frozen to the bottom of the glaciers can help hold things together. Glacier ice is cold and brittle, like chocolate that's been in the fridge. But sea ice is warmer, like chocolate when it's been warmed up. It's wobblier, more flexible, and can stick things together a bit. Not quite as tasty, though. Now, we know that the heat that warms the ice comes from around the equator, but how does this heat arrive down here? That's a real puzzle, and one for MapApp, the electronic essential for every explorer. It's in my rucksack. Hang on. That's not it. I thought I'd packed it near the top. Oh, I wondered where my picnic hamper had gone. Oh, here it is.
Hello. Oh, it's chilly here. My microchips need mittens.
Hope you can help us, MapApp. How does the heat from the equator end up here?
Easy. It's all about ocean currents. Ocean currents move lots of things around. And that could be a message in a bottle, a clump of seaweed, or water warmed up by the sun. Scientists use powerful computers to analyse data from the oceans to tell us about the routes the currents take. It's a tough job. That's why one such computer, called OCAM, has 500 processors to figure it all out.
Amazing. Well, I'm off for a hot bath, so I'll see you next time when we look at how sea life affects the oceans. Toodle pip, adventurers!
Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure, a Fun Kids production in association with the Natural Environment Research Council, the science of the natural world.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.